Come on, pal. Let's go visit Goldie, Bradley Pinto said to his dog. Pal followed Bradley and his twin brother, Brian, and their friends, Nate Hathaway and Lucy Armstrong, to the barn. It was the last day of summer vacation. Bradley was keeping Goldilocks, his first grade class's pet hamster, over the summer. She lived in an aquarium in the barn. The Pinto's pony, Polly, also lived in the barn. The leaves on the maple trees near the barn were just starting to turn red. A September breeze bent the tall grass in the meadow. The kids were wearing t-shirts and jeans. I can't believe summer is gone, Lucy said, but I can't wait to meet our new teacher. Lucy was staying with her cousin Dink Duncan for a year. Her parents were helping build a school on the reservation in Arizona. I wish we could have Mr. Vouray as a teacher again, Nate said. He tells good jokes. Nate was Ruth Rose's little brother. Ruth Rose and Dink were best friends with Josh, the twins' older brother. But we're in second grade now, Brian said. The kids walked into the barn. Pal ran ahead. His long ears almost touched the ground. Pal is going to miss Goldie when we bring her back to school tomorrow, Nate said. Bradley walked over to the workbench. Goldie the hamster sat up in her cage and began squeaking. The kids carried the cage outside. Pal followed them. They set the aquarium on the grass and took off the cover. Pal flopped down on his stomach. Bradley reached in and picked up Goldie. She felt warm in his hands. He put her down next to Pal. Pal began poking the hamster with his nose. Goldie climbed up Pal's nose and sat on his head. We should take pictures, Brian said. I'll bet we have the only dog who lets a hamster sit on his head. The kids sat on the lawn and watched Goldie walk on Pal's back. When she got to his tail, she turned around and walked back to his head. Bradley pulled a leaf of lettuce from his pocket. He set Goldie on the ground and put it in front of her. Goldie started to nibble on the lettuce. Pal nibbled the other end. I wonder if Pal knows Goldie is leaving tomorrow, Nate said. We should buy Pal a stuffed hamster so he doesn't get lonely, Brian said. Pal will know the difference, Bradley said. Stuffed hamsters don't smell like real hamsters. Pal can smell Goldie a mile away. Just then the back door opened. Lunch is ready, Bradley and Brian's mom yelled. The kids put Goldie back in her cage and carried it into the barn. Pal followed them and barked. He's saying goodbye, Bradley said. The next morning, Bradley and Brian got up early for school. They were eating breakfast when they heard a knock at the back door. They looked through the glass and saw Nate and Lucy. Be right out, Brian yelled. He slurped the milk from his cereal bowl. Both boys put their bowls and spoons in the sink. They popped their heads into the living room to say goodbye to their parents. Then they grabbed their book bags and raced out the back door. Let's go get Goldie, Bradley said. We can carry the aquarium to school in my old wagon. All four kids were wearing new shirts and new sneakers. They carried new pencils and lunches in their book bags. Bradley ran into the barn first. But then he stopped in his tracks. Lucy bumped into him. Nate and Brian peered over their shoulders. The aquarium was gone.